You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock. Welcome to the Boat Galley. What do you do about mail? If you're planning to cruise more than a month or so at a time, say winters or even full time, a big question is how to handle mail. Our strategy has several parts. First, go paperless. Everywhere that offers a paperless option, sign up for it. Banks, stock brokerages, clubs, utilities, insurance. While this requires that you periodically have an internet connection, that's usually easier to arrange than a mail delivery. Second, electronic payments. We put all of our routine bills on automatic billing, most going to our checking account. A few companies only offer automatically charging our credit card, so we do that when we have to. We also have our credit card linked to our checking account, and once a month, it gets paid off in full, automatically. We just have to make sure there's enough money in the checking account to cover it. Online banking is the third. Really strong online banking and investment services is critical. Being able to deposit checks with a smartphone app simplifies things. Several years ago, we switched from a local bank that had poor online banking tools to Capital One, which is fantastic, and their 360 account is designed to be online only. While it costs more, we use a full-service brokerage for our IRA and investments accounts. On several occasions when we've been cruising outside the USA, the ability to contact a real, live person who actually knows us, rather than just calling a customer service line, has helped immensely. Electronic subscriptions. Both Dave and I prefer reading hard copies of magazines and newspapers, but we've switched to electronic versions in the interest of getting them promptly. If you want your hometown newspaper, you can often get an online subscription or an app, sometimes for free and sometimes with a fee. And we've always found the fees to be considerably less than the paper version. A side benefit is saving trees and not generating trash. We encourage email. We encourage friends and family to send us email or call for the usual card-sending occasions such as birthdays, holidays, and the like. Snail mail usually reaches us well after the occasion. And then there are packages. When we order anything, we give the shipping address of where we are. We impress upon family and friends to ask for a current address before sending us anything. Okay. So that has greatly decreased the mail we receive, but we still do get some. There are three basic ways to get it. First is a friend or family. You can have your mail forwarded or held and picked up by a friend or family member who sorts out the junk and periodically sends a package of the good stuff to wherever you are. How well this works depends on how conscientious they are. And if you're outside your home country, the job gets much harder as they have to navigate the world of international shipments. When we cruised for 7 months one winter, this was how we handled our mail. It was held at the post office, and a friend picked it up and periodically forwarded it. If you're going to be cruising full-time, you can file a permanent change of address to send all your mail to them, or you can get a P.O. box and forward your mail there to keep it separate. Second, you can forward your mail to a marina. If you're basing yourself out of one marina, you can have your mail forwarded there. Of course, first check with the marina about any restrictions they have. Another option is to get a local P.O. box or get a box at like the UPS store. Finally, there's a mail forwarding service. Mail forwarding services are companies that are set up to deal with the needs of cruisers, full-time RVers, people working overseas, traveling performers, and the like. You get a street address from them and file a change of address from your old address. They hold your mail and send it when requested or on a set schedule if you're in one place for a while. Most offer to pitch the obvious junk mail. Some will scan mail, either envelopes or contents, or watch for a particular piece, generally at an additional cost. Good companies are familiar with helping you establish residency in a state, registering vehicles, getting a driver's license, and the like, as well as sending packages by the most cost-effective method. They know how to send international shipments and deal with customs. We opted to go with a mail forwarding service, St. Brendan's Isle, based in Florida. With them, as with most, they charge a monthly fee plus the cost of shipments and any special services. We deposit money on account with them via credit card, and then whenever it gets low, they charge the credit card for $100 more and put it on our account. While this costs more than having a friend or a family member handle our mail, we prefer it for the long term. St. Brendan's Isle has been in business over 25 years and has a great reputation. We established residency in Florida using their services, changing our car registration, boat registration, and driver's licenses to the county there. And they knew all of the forms and information we needed to do it, even with a funny address. Going with a company that is experienced in this area makes everything much, much simpler. Until next time, then.
Bonnie Las Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Las is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Las Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielascharters.com.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Bitchin from Cruising Outpost Magazine, and I listen to Boat Radio whenever I get the chance.